Good morning. It's September 3rd, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
First, a look at where markets stand. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 4.79%, up 4 basis points. The euro is at 1.1606. Now, today's stories.
Microsoft will start reporting quarterly sales figures for its Azure cloud unit, reversing a previous policy. In its latest coverage, StockTwits reported that this change comes after pressure from investors seeking more transparency into Azure's performance, a key driver of the company's revenue growth. Microsoft is also reorganizing its divisions, combining intelligent cloud and productivity and business processes into a single segment called Agents and Infra, while rebranding its more personal computing unit as Devices and Consumer. Analysts have criticized the lack of precise revenue figures for Azure, which offers computing infrastructure and data storage services. The company revealed that Azure's annual sales topped $100 billion, up from $75 billion the previous year, making up nearly 30% of total corporate revenues. The updated financial framework will take effect with the upcoming first quarter earnings report. Retail sentiment on StockTwits is currently bearish with low message volumes.
Apple is facing a $2 billion lawsuit in London over its app tracking rules. Citing Investing.com's data, the lawsuit claims that Apple has unfairly imposed stricter requirements on third-party app developers compared to its own services. This legal action, filed in the Competition Appeal Tribunal, follows years of regulatory scrutiny regarding Apple's app tracking transparency feature introduced in 2021. The plaintiffs argue that this feature gives Apple a competitive edge in advertising. Ann Pope, leading the lawsuit, stated that Apple's policy has caused harm to businesses relying on its platform. Apple has previously defended its tracking feature as providing important privacy protections. The company has faced similar investigations across Europe, with regulators in Germany and other countries examining its market practices.
This segment covers Pacific Gas and Electric Company's launch of a new virtual power plant initiative. As reported earlier by Yahoo Finance Australia, the program called Share aims to enroll over 20,000 existing energy devices in homes across the Bay Area. This initiative is designed to improve energy reliability and affordability by utilizing home batteries and smart devices to reduce demand during peak periods. Participating households will benefit from enhanced energy management and potential cost savings. The project is backed by several partners, including Google and Tesla, and is set to begin supporting the grid as early as fall 2026. This approach addresses rising electricity demand while promoting efficient use of existing infrastructure. Tesla is set to unveil its two-seater Cybercab at an event in Texas, according to Investing.com's latest report. This model is expected to play a role in the company's plans for a driverless vehicle network. While production began in April, initial output is likely to be slow due to federal regulations governing autonomous vehicles. Tesla's existing robo-taxi service has expanded to several cities, but it faces challenges such as limited availability and long wait times for users. Analysts highlight the importance of driverless vehicles for Tesla's future, especially as competition from Chinese electric vehicle makers intensifies. Despite previous predictions of rapid growth, the company has adopted a more cautious approach to avoid potential safety issues and ensure a successful rollout.
France has begun testing Tesla's full self-driving system on two vehicles, according to Investing.com. The French transport minister stated that this marks the start of on-road assessments for the advanced driver assistance technology. Earlier this year, the Netherlands granted provisional approval for Tesla's system, followed by similar approvals in multiple European countries. The full self-driving system can accelerate, brake, and steer while still requiring the driver to be alert. The French government aims to conduct independent tests to validate data from the Netherlands, and determine the system's suitability for French roads. The testing is expected to be completed by mid to late September, ahead of a potential European fold on the technology. Tesla is anticipated to address French safety concerns, which could facilitate broader approval across Europe.
Parsons Corporation's stock dropped over 5% today amid ongoing financial concerns. Data shared by Intellectia AI suggests that the company reported revenue of about $1.6 billion for the second quarter of 2026, falling short of estimates by $30 billion. Additionally, Parsons lowered its full-year revenue guidance from between $6.5 and $6.8 billion to a range of $6.2 to $6.5 billion. This decline has contributed to a 35% decrease in stock price, leading to a legal investigation into possible securities fraud by Pomerantz LLP. These developments could undermine investor confidence and adversely affect Parsons' future operations.
This report highlights Synchrony Financial's second quarter earnings and outlook. 24/7 Wall Street recently noted that Synchrony posted earnings of $2.50 per diluted share, exceeding the consensus estimate by about 47%. Improved credit quality was a key factor, driving net earnings to around $967 million, a 50% increase year over year. Net charge-offs fell to about 5.7%, while provisions for credit losses dropped, reflecting effective credit management despite a revenue decline of about 25% from last year. The company announced a new credit card partnership with OnePay, set to launch at Walmart in 2025. Looking ahead, Synchrony adjusted its full-year revenue guidance down to between $15 and $15.3 billion, while also improving its net charge-off outlook to around 5.6 to 5.8%, indicating confidence in maintaining credit discipline.
Broadcom's strong quarterly performance highlights growth in its AI semiconductor business. In recent commentary, Investing.com noted that Broadcom exceeded Wall Street expectations in its fiscal third quarter, posting adjusted earnings of about $3.30 a share on revenue of nearly $30 billion. This represents an 86% increase from a year earlier, driven by a demand for artificial intelligence chips, which saw sales surge by about 221% year over year. The company reported free cash flow of about $13.7 billion, setting a new record. Looking ahead, Broadcom anticipates fourth quarter revenue to reach about $34 billion, reflecting a projected growth of around 93% year over year. The forecast for AI semiconductor revenue alone is expected to be approximately $21.7 billion, up about 236% from the prior year. Broadcom's chief executive officer emphasized the ongoing demand for custom AI chips, indicating that the company has secured supply to meet future growth targets.
This report covers Snowflake's impressive earnings and guidance. CNBC analysis shows that Snowflake shares surged 22% in after-hours trading, following results that exceeded expectations. Revenue increased by 35% year-over-year in the second quarter, which ended July 31st. The company reported a net loss of about $192 million, or 55 cents per share, an improvement from a loss of nearly $300 million, or 89 cents per share, a year prior. Snowflake highlighted growth from its COCO artificial intelligence coding agent, which now has over 9,000 accounts. For the fiscal third quarter, the company anticipates $1.59 billion in product revenue, surpassing the $1.5 billion analyst consensus. They've raised their annual revenue forecast to $6.07 billion and expect a 14.5% adjusted operating margin. If shares maintain their after-hours momentum, this would mark the fourth largest jump since going public in 2020.
That's the market news. Now the Science Corner. A few things worth being glad about.
The FDA has approved Rosonquei, a targeted therapy for metastatic pancreatic cancer, offering a new treatment option for patients with advanced stages of this challenging disease. This approval comes months ahead of schedule, marking an advancement in care for those affected. In other news, the FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for Bimectin, a generic drug aimed at preventing New World screwworm infestations in cattle, which can occur shortly after birth or during certain procedures. Researchers have developed the BioTac score, a diagnostic tool that can accurately identify Takotsubo syndrome, a heart condition often mistaken for a heart attack. This new scoring system combines biological sex with blood biomarkers, achieving nearly 90% accuracy in distinguishing between the two conditions before invasive procedures like cardiac catheterization are performed. The BioTac score not only streamlines diagnosis, but also sheds light on the biological mechanisms behind Takotsubo syndrome, indicating its distinct pathways from classic heart attacks. This advancement could lead to more effective emergency assessments and reduce unnecessary tests for patients. Regent Crafts Viceroy has completed its first crewed flight, marking a unique milestone in aviation. This all-electric seaglider combines a floating hull, wing and ground effect technology, and hydrofoils, making it distinct in the aircraft landscape. The Viceroy took off from Narragansett Bay, flying 1,956 feet at an altitude of 33 feet in just 30 seconds. Its design allows for increased lift and stability by flying low and utilizing hydrofoils to reduce drag. This development could pave the way for more efficient maritime travel, potentially transforming how we think about seaplanes. Flex and Copernicus Sentinel 3C have been sealed within the Vega C rockets fairing at Europe's spaceport in French Guiana. This encapsulation brings the two Earth observation satellites closer to their launch on September 15th. Flex, equipped with a fluorescence imaging spectrometer, will measure the faint fluorescence emitted by plants during photosynthesis, producing global maps of vegetation health at a resolution of 300 meters. Sentinel 3C will monitor Earth's oceans, land, ice, and atmosphere, measuring parameters like sea surface temperature and vegetation changes. Together, these missions will enhance our understanding of environmental dynamics and support climate research. NASA has installed four RS-25 engines in the core stage of the Space Launch System rocket for the Artemis III mission, set to launch in 2027. Each engine has a unique serial number reflecting its history, having previously powered multiple space shuttle missions. For instance, Engine 2048 was part of the STS-129 mission that carried astronaut Randy Bresnik, and also flew on the STS-95 mission, which made U.S. Senator John Glenn the oldest person to fly in space at 77. This rocket will play a role in returning humans to the moon and advancing space exploration. The Cluster mission successfully completed its final re-entry with Tango on September 1st. This marked the beginning of a data collection campaign that will enhance understanding of spacecraft re-entry. The mission allowed scientists to gather unique observations during the re-entries, which will inform the design of safer satellites. The ROSI Airborne team tracked both the Samba and Tango re-entries using nearly all their instruments, capturing valuable data for about 50 seconds each. Looking ahead, ESA plans to launch Draco in 2027, which will directly record the re-entry process with over 200 sensors and 4 cameras. This effort aims to refine models for predicting re-entry behavior and improve satellite safety, reducing risks to people and infrastructure.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.